Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
13 to 11, and Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thanks, Cos. Hope you are too, and good morning to listeners throughout New South Wales.
A couple of noms been extended?
Yes, Sean. Noms for Grafton this Friday have been extended until 1 p.m. today, while nominations for this Saturday night's meeting at Bulleye, they close in 15 minutes at 11 a.m. So if you want to nom your greyhounds, get in quickly.
Now, Grafton, it's huge, the racing there over the next week or so, isn't
it? Oh, look, it's absolutely massive. The greyhounds and the thoroughbreds. And, Cos, I'll be up there, actually. I'll be up there next week. Are you heading up yourself?
Yep, going up there on Sunday, and they'll be there all week. So it'll be good fun. Well, looking forward to it.
That sounds like a pretty good Cornella, I reckon, Cos, you and me.
No, we'll be sharing cells, adjoining cells probably, Dave.
Yeah, we are, in the old Grafton jail.
No, good fun.
Yes, indeed. No, it'll be absolutely terrific. And last night at Grafton, the heats of the Rich Maiden Series were run and won. There were seven heats in all, and Aston Poker, a son of Barsha Bale and Aston Giselle, pinged the lids from box two at his racetrack debut, scoring by 6.5 lengths in 23:20, trained by Tony Brett. That was the fastest time out of the seven heats. And Albert Gleeson from the Chase magazine was trackside, and he joins us now. Albie, good morning to you. Five of the seven favourites won, but you were very, very bullish about Tony Brett's chaser prior to the meeting.
Yeah, good morning, Disco. Yeah, mate, Tony's dog, in my opinion, looked the best bet of the night. And when the prices went up yesterday morning, I think nearly every punter in Grafton couldn't get on quick enough at the $1.65, which seemed good odds. And it actually got down to $1.16, which was probably its right price as it turned out. But there's an old saying, Disco, as we know, they still got to win, haven't they, mate?
Well, they do, but there was no, it was never in doubt. Look, I will admit that I was on Aston Poker at $1.60, actually, which was money for jam, as it turned out. But it was never in doubt. He pinged beautifully in the checks and just made it a one-act affair, really.
Yeah, mate. He was very, very impressive. As I said, he ran 23:20. Darryl Thomas has got a very, very promising dog called La Grande Quality. Darryl took him up to Ipswich with a big Vince Curry earlier on in the year, but unfortunately, it was actually a debacle for poor old Darryl. He had an accident at Bullard Dealer on the way up, and, mate, he's very, very lucky to be with us, both Darryl and the Greyhound. It was a miracle, wow. Darryl said. So he's been around like Grand Quality. Then he took him down to Bulleye, and he ran into a very, very fast pitch, as everyone down there had named in Rich Savoni. But Darryl put him away and obviously brought him up here, and, mate, he actually ran the first section fastest last night of 8:46. Tony's run 8:51. Tony Brett's and Bobby Cook's run 8:54. So as you can see, Disco, mate, the three logical favourites in the final who have drawn 6, 7, and 8. Mate, there's only about a length between them to that all important first turn at the market Grafton.
Yeah, indeed. We'll go through that box draw shortly. Yeah, you mentioned La Grande Quality for Darryl Thomas. Jump from box 8:23 and 8:24, which was the second fastest time. And for Bobby Cook, it was Woodview Ace from box 5 in 23:29. Some of the other winners, Albie, Chevy Rock for Michael Manuel, jumped from box 3, 23:35. What do you think of the run by Chevy Rock?
Mate, very, very impressive. And it was a very, very strong heat. The 7 was very, very well backed, and the 8 was very, very well backed. But Michael Manuel, he's got a very, very live chance in that race. His team's flying at the moment. I actually think one of his dogs tomorrow night, Copper Chevy, he's probably nearly the best bet in the head of the Sprinters' Cup tomorrow night. So his team down at Newcastle made a flying at the moment, Michael Manuel's team.
Absolutely. He knows how to get a winner, Michael, that is for sure. So that was 23:35. Heat 4, we mentioned La Grande Quality and Woodview Ace, who were in Heats 3 and 2, respectively. In Heat 4, it was Twinkle Rene for Lisa Lamb from Box 6 in 23:71. We mentioned Aston Poker winning Heat number 5. Heat 6 went to the $17 shot Demanda Valley for Des Winters from Box 1 in 23:63. The 7th and final heat also went to the Red Rug, Big Nose Johnny for Jamie McHugh in 23 and 48. Now, Albie, the box draw for tomorrow week's final is Demander Valley in the one again, Chevy Rock 2, Big Nose Johnny 3, Twinkle Renee 4, Aston Bintang, which was the fastest runner-up for Anthony Azzopardi in box 5, Aston Poker in the 6, Le Grand Quality 7, Woodview Ace for Bobby Cook in 8. The reserves are Lightning Vision and Porsche Cloud. What are your thoughts on the draw? You did say the outside boxes, you thought, hold the key?
Yeah, mate, I thought I've done a little rough market myself, and I've got Daryl Thomas' dog just favoured at $3.50 in the 7, Aston Poker in the 6 for TB, Tony Brett 3.70, and Bobby Cook's dog in the 8, $4.50, Woodview Ace. Obviously a stack of speed out wide, but a dog like Chevy Rock, the Michael Manuel joining the 2, absolutely has got a good hope. And mate, Anthony has a party dog in the 5, Aston Bintang. Even though he only runs second to Daryl's dog in the heat, he actually led Daryl's dog to nearly the first turn, but Daryl's dog obviously got the mark. And being Anthony has a party, mate, you don't win Group 1 if you're not a super trainer. So it's got a rough chance too, Aston Bintang. And mate, just the last thing I've got you there, Big Nose Johnny, mate, one of the biggest thrills I've ever heard last night when it won. It's owned by the cattle dog, man, Tommy Radonica's disco. And mate, it was great to see Tommy on course because he hasn't been in the best of health. But, mate, if Big Nose Johnny happens to win the final for Tommy and Jamie McHugh, mate, there won't be enough alcohol in Grafton to keep him going.
Oh, look, Tommy, what a legend he is. He's good mates with my old Dragons mate, Billy Noak, up on the Gold Coast. And before he got a little bit crooked, Tommy, they used to go out walking together. Artie Beats and the late Artie used to go with them as well back in the day up Runaway Bay, up that end of the coast. And, yeah, you did send me a pic last night with you and Tommy, which was absolutely fantastic. Absolute legend, the cattle dog himself. And maybe that could be an omen for next Wednesday night's final, because that is the night of the deciding Origin match as well.
Absolutely, Disco. And mate, Tommy said that he declared he had something on the dog, and I said, mate, what will you go all up the Blues next Wednesday night? He said, absolutely not a problem. He said, any price, just put it on.
Absolutely. He's not really fond of the Queenslanders, Tommy, so we wish him all the best with Big Nose Johnny in box number 3 in next Wednesday night's final. Well, I can't wait to be up there. I'll be heading to the Ramorny. Actually, the Tuesday night's a Grafton Cup Thoroughbred Calcutta at the RSL club there, and we probably will pop into the Village Green prior. Then it's Ramorny Day on Wednesday. Wednesday night, the Grafton Greyhounds plus the Origin, and then Thursday, the Grafton Thoroughbred Cup. Do you reckon should be able to fit it all in there, Albert?
Absolutely, mate. And I know your entourage of the human headline, Mr. Wynn, and young Langers. There'll be plenty of beverages being put away for the 2 days, mate.
I'm looking forward to it. From Roach's Pub to the racetrack, bring on Grafton. And Albert, thank you so much, as always, for your time this morning.
No worries at all, mate. Anytime. Thank you very much, Disco.
Albert Gleeson from the Chase magazine there, Sean.
Now, what's happening with the greyhounds being muzzled in public, Dave?
Well, this is very big news, Sean. Up until Sunday just gone, all pet greyhounds in New South Wales were required to wear a muzzle in public unless they had completed an approved retraining program. Now that it's July, that no longer applies to pet greyhounds that have been registered on the New South Wales Pet Registry. This is part of the New South Wales government's commitment to rehoming and welfare. And like all dog breeds in New South Wales, greyhounds will still be required to be on a leash while in public, unless they are in a council-designated off-leash area. And if they want to go in that off-leash area without a muzzle, well, they'll have to have done the approved retraining program and be wearing a green collar. But it's great news, Sean, that now they don't have to wear those muzzles in public. They have to be on a leash, but it's a good step forward. And for more details, you can go to olg.nsw.gov.au, olg.nsw.gov.au.
Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup Thursday night.
Look, it's going to be a beauty. New South Wales Greyhounds, there are 3 of them and they're all pretty good odds. Zipping Bailey for Jason McKay from Box 3, a very juicy $5. I snapped up the $3.70 last week. Thank you very much. Tab.com.au Fixed Odds. The Bailey, $5. Jason will be joining me on tomorrow morning's Going Greyhounds. Mystic Riot for Pete Lagoziani out of box 5 is $11. Nangar Diva for Dennis Barnes from box 6 is $34. Black Opium from box 8 is the $2.80 favourite from Tab at the moment. Sean?
All right, now you got a couple of winners for us?
Hopefully. Three New South Wales meetings today. Goulburn commences soon at 11.53. Best bet there, race 2, number 2, New Note, 2-2. While the value bet comes up in race 9, number 8, New Mexico Star. Race 9, number 8, both trained by Andy and Jody Lord. Just a reminder, there will be no Goulburn Greyhound meetings this Thursday and the following Thursday. Lismore races tonight from 6.49. The best bet is in the first race, number 1, Wonder Saviour for Mick Patterson, number 1 in the first. The value bet is in race 10, number 3, and it's what Mick loves in liberal servings, Amber Ale, race 10, number 3. Gosford kicks off at 6.58 tonight with the best bet in race 5, number 8, Connie's Boy, 5.8. While the value bet there, race 4, number 8, Camden Scandal, 4.8. And for all the tips, all the form, the news and the stats, you go to thedogs.com.au, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Dave Carlton, Grand Racing New South Wales, 2 to 11. Don't forget around midday, we'll be going to Racing New South Wales for a news conference. Announcements, a big boost to prize money around the state of New South Wales. Now, 2 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.